The issue of strengthening Catholic identity topped discussions this morning at the International Conference on the Church in the Americas. Speakers from Latin America noted that their countries are not immune to the rising tide of secularism. They also stated that the dichotomy between the Church's social teaching and the active solidarity of organizations associated with the Church needs to be overcome. Archbishop William Laurie of Baltimore is taking part in the conference. The chair of the USCCB Ad Hoc Committee on Religious Liberty spoke to Emer McCarthy about the shared concerns of the churches in the American continent.
First, I think the conference is situated within the Year of the Faith, and it seems to me to be the perfect complement to the Synod on the new evangelization. I believe that this conference is a moment for us to rediscover Ecclesia in America and to recommit ourselves to what that document teaches about our need to re-encounter Christ personally and communally, to forge bonds of communion and solidarity in the Western Hemisphere, and to really unite in re-embracing our Christian identity, which was so beautifully demonstrated for us by Our Lady of Guadalupe.
In fact, the strengthening of Christian identity came across very strongly today, but also yesterday, saying that we have to begin with the family. Carl Anderson, in his intervention, said lay Christians, lay Catholics, have the opportunity to work within the culture, whereas the church sometimes is seen as preaching outside of the culture. How do we cross that gap? How do we get the lay Catholics, lay Christians in the United States to really start working and realizing it's their task to start really reaffirming the church within society, particularly given the current context of the attacks on religious liberty in the U.S.?
It seems to me that we begin with preaching. We see most of our people on Sunday. And when it is not time for an election, or when there is not a particular political question on the ballot, it's important for bishops and priests to preach about the family, to invite the family to be and to become itself, and to also give our people sort of the tools that they need to go forth and to evangelize the world, to build this civilization of love. So often, I think there are missed opportunities when preaching becomes rather general, rather up in the air, when in fact our families, our professional men and women, our children are facing so many challenges in our culture.
Expanding our horizons a little bit, this is, of course, an international conference on the Church in the Americas, even though the direct translation is Church in America. What common points do we have north and south on the border? Because there's such very different realities, first of all. And secondly, the issue of immigration. This is something that the bishops have constantly urged wider society to look at again if we're going to build a civilization of love.
We have a lot in common. First of all, I think it's important for us to recognize the common Christian identity of the continent of America. And for that, we have only to turn to Our Lady of Guadalupe. That is, I think, an enormous recovery that has to be made by the Church in America and by the collaboration not only of bishops, but also of priests and of the laity. Secondly, there is, with the advent of such rapid communication, with the trade, with the common problems that we are facing, such as the drug trafficking, there is a great need for us to work together. And as I observe the United States of America, and I see that all of the growth in population is coming from immigration, it is almost self-evident that we have to work together, that we have to forge, strengthen those bonds of communion and solidarity so that we can unite in re-evangelizing the whole continent. So to me, it seems that Ecclesia in America was a prophetic document. It laid out a roadmap for us. And 15 years later, the wisdom of that roadmap is more evident now than even when it was issued.
Has anything that your fellow bishops from the south of the border had to say struck you in particular? I mean, they've brought up the issue of, yes, we appreciate aid and support in areas of social need in our nations, but we also need support in reaffirming our Catholic identity. In other words, not just money, we also need evangelizers.
I think they are echoing something that is important for us to realize also when we minister in a pastoral way to those who come to the United States from countries in South America or Central America. They bring gifts. They bring strengths. They bring so much to our shores. And so we shouldn't look at it as simply something we should respond to as if it were a pastoral challenge and we have to minister simply out of the kindness of our hearts. We are blessed by the arrival of these people into our parishes and dioceses. And I think that's the sense that we have to have in order to develop these bonds of solidarity and friendship and communion. We're all in this together. And we are greatly enriched by those who come to us from Mexico and from the countries of South America.